Jackie Burns announced you will be taking the lead from her for the University of Florida on mechanical harvesting. Tell us what direction you see that going.
Well, I see a lot of good work happening within IFAS and within the industry toward mechanical harvesting. I'm hoping that this will be an opportunity to maybe help facilitate even better cooperation, better coordination among our IFAS efforts, research efforts with the Citrus Initiative, also with other projects that are kind of online, specifically with Tom Burks and Bill Castle's Specialty Crop Research Initiative that we hope to get funded within a year that also looks at advanced production systems and mechanical harvesting. I think a lot of conversation I'm hearing within the industry about how to pursue mechanical harvesting, maybe growers starting to talk among themselves about how to invest in mechanical harvesting. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity of interacting with them as well to see how we can push this program a little farther down the road. It's something that I believe is needed for the industry to maintain our future economic sustainability. And yes, there have been challenges. Yes, there's been issues of tree damage, and we're currently on a road to get the abscission compound registered, and we're expecting that to happen in February of 2013, and that sets up a whole other set of opportunities to figure out how to better use that product to facilitate mechanical harvesting and ultimately lower the cost of harvesting to the grower, and provide quality product to the processors that will be turned into first grade A Florida orange juice.
We hit a peak of something like 35,000 acres a few years ago, and the last we heard we were down to about 11,000 acres mechanically harvested. What happened there?
Well, it's been kind of a passenger on a plane going downward, and not quite hitting the dirt yet, but kind of concerned about the direction of the whole program. Yes, in 2006, 2007, we were at the 35, 36,000 acre mark, and we had been increasing for the previous 8 years prior to that. I think the reason is HLB, greening hit. And most of our acres that we harvested mechanically were in Southwest Florida, the most heavily impacted by citrus greening. Growers who were already concerned about ill effects of harvesting on their tree health now had this other issue of greening and tree stress, and therefore they just decided, you know, I don't want to subjugate my trees to even additional risk. And so a lot of acres that were mechanically harvested were pulled. Another factor is that with, again, in Southwest Florida, with a lot of trees being taken out of production, within rows, the efficiencies of the current harvesters went down. So the economics were going south, so to speak. So, yeah, a lot of several reasons. Tree health, equipment performance, efficiencies were going down, and that just spelled bad economics for the harvesting program. We hope that things are going to start turning around as we learn how to deal with greening, as we replant blocks, as we get abscission, as we look to maybe improving the machine's performance, as well as how they interact with the trees. Hopefully we'll be able to solve some of these problems and get fruit harvested at a significantly less dollar per box.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.